Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Front on this last day of July, July 31st. Good to have you with us today. I want to turn, we've got two of my friends. Everybody comes on here with my friend. We get two of another two friends today. Major Richard Trummel, Salvation Army. Good to have you
here.
Good to be here. Major, it's been a little bit since you've been on, and I know you've got two or three things that you want to talk about. You want to start off with tools for schools?
Right. And, you know, this is a program we've been doing forever. It's one of our oldest programs. Tools for Schools is where we provide school supplies for kids going back to school. And it's a program that's kind of over the years we've just kept doing it. And so what we ask for folks to do if they would like to contribute is to bring the school supplies, and most people know what those kinds of things are, to bring them by either the thrift stores or our office on Ash Street. Mm-hmm. And then we distribute them as we do every year, been doing
so,
it for years.
So people can bring by, they can bring one specific item by, mm-hmm. several of one specific item. They don't have to go the whole spectrum.
No, and you can look online and see the kinds of things that are needed, and we're not asking anybody to supply a complete list for anybody. You can bring anything mm-hmm. that's on
and
that list.
And then you will divide it all
we
up.
We will divide it up and make sure they get to the kids.
How do you decide which kids are going to receive the school supplies?
Well, we follow the guidelines that we use for most of our programs. They're income guidelines. Mm-hmm. And so most of the folks that come to us in relation to back to school are folks that we see quite often.
Okay.
And so they're people that we're familiar with. We're familiar with the children. We're familiar with the needs of the family.
All right. So if people want to help, they can call the Salvation Army, or they can go on. You can go online, see what is needed, and then drop it by the Salvation Army headquarters or the thrift store.
Or the thrift stores.
Now, mention the thrift stores also, because that's good for the community.
It is. And one of the things that we like for folks to understand about our thrift stores is that they are a big support for Harbor House, our shelter here. So everything that is raised at the thrift store stays here in Columbia to support the programming, mainly the shelter, but it also supports our other social services.
And you can find
programs.
many gently used items at the thrift store.
Yeah.
And one other thing you were telling me, Major, before we came on, is what you're doing with the Harbor House available to the general public.
Right, and we feel people need to understand what we're doing, so we want to tell them. And Harbor House has a nearly home program where folks that are not residents of the shelter live on their own, but they just need a little help. They can come in and do their laundry, they can eat their meals, they can use the computer, they can use a telephone, all of those kinds of things. They can come in and stay cool during the day. We have a cooling station there. And these are programs where you don't have to be a resident. You can be in your own residence.
But they can come in and do laundry there.
Do their laundry and use the computer and eat lunch there.
That's nice. That's
and
wonderful.
It's no charge for any of that, but it's a good service that helps us help them stretch their dollars just a little bit further.
Right. And if you're listening to us and you want to help out with Salvation Army, they'd be more than happy to take a donation. How can they do that?
Well, you can call us at 442-3229. You can go online, or you can drop it by the office, or I'll tell you, we'd do just about anything we could.
All right. Thank you, Major.
Right. Thank you.
Good having you here.
Thank you.
All right. Continued success. Now, my other friend, Connie Shea, drove all the way from Fayette this morning to be with us to tell us about special event that you have coming up this weekend.
Yes, right? Sir. We have our 6th annual Peacemakers Quilt Show.
This is the 6th year?
6th annual year, yes.
It's absolutely beautiful the way you have everything set up. How many quilts will be on display?
We will have over 100 quilts, and they range from one that I'm taking that was dated 1855 to all the ones that maybe were finished the night before. Mm. We have applique, we have pieced, we have machine quilted, we have hand quilted, we have everything imaginable. And every year we have a theme. And this year we're really excited about our theme. Our theme main focus point will be wedding quilts.
Wedding quilts.
Wedding quilts and weddings, because our sanctuary is so beautiful and there's so many weddings there.
Well, tell them where you display the
quilt. It will be at Lynn Memorial United Methodist Church, which is on the campus of Central Methodist University, mm-hmm. about two blocks from the square in Fayette.
And what a beautiful church it is.
It is a gorgeous church.
And when you walk into that church and you see all of those quilts displayed, and usually, you know, it's a very hot day. You walk into the church, and it's cool, and the quilts are displayed over the pews.
It's beautiful. And we have an older wedding gown that will be on display up at the front, and we're going to have anyone who has a quilt that is any tie to a wedding gift, something they made for someone's wedding, we'll take those, and they will be up front. But then we'll take any other quilt that anybody would like to put in.
It's coming up in just 2 days. So you're saying somebody listening today.
We could still, if they want to bring it over, we'll make room for it.
So if you're listening today, you've got a quilt that you want to have on display, and you will have many, many people look at it and go, this is so beautiful.
Well, and then in addition to having the quilts, we have a marketplace,
uh-huh.
and which is out on the breezeway just outside the church, and you have the opportunity.
That's where you sit in.
That's where I sit. Yeah. Now, it's not cool there, but that's where I sit.
Right. That's where you sit and you sell those.
We have all kinds of quilted items for sale, and we also, this year, we have two raffle quilts, one of which is the Christmas one.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And
you want to see what we're talking about,
go to
KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can see the quilt that we're talking about, because this is beautiful.
This is, handmade it, it's machine pieced, but it's hand quilted by the community Methodist Church here in Columbia. The ladies from the Columbia Methodist Church have hand quilted it. We have this one, and then we have a patriotic quilt. We'll be selling chances on both of them for $1 a piece.
Okay, and you may come home with it then.
Yeah, we'll draw for the patriotic. We'll draw that day. This one will be drawn the first week in December.
And so that money goes to the food bank.
Every bit of the money. We have a $5 admission charge to come to the quilt show.
It goes to the food bank.
And every penny we make goes to our local food pantry.
That's wonderful.
And last year we were able to give them $1,500.
That's great.
So we want to make that again.
All right, Connie. And this is on August 2nd. Now, there's also, we're just about out of time, but there's a big event going on in Fayette besides the quilt show.
Yes. Once you see the quilts, you can walk down to the square. The Festival of the Arts is there. There's all day live entertainment on the bandstand. Music from gospel to bluegrass to opera to anything you want to hear. The Columbia Community Band.
The whole thing.
The whole shebang.
All right. Next year we'll have Jim Steele come out here and tell us about this too.
He should, yes.
All right.
He should.
Make your date now, Jim Steele. Thank you, Connie Shea.
Thank you, Paul.
Tomorrow, Yvonne Matthews will be on Lincoln University. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio with Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, something you'd like to hear or see, pepperp@missouri.edu.